Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, guys, and follows the NFL, analyst for college football. Arch, you know he's full of it. Don't listen to him, Arch.
Arch, tell the story about Mike picking up the
tree. The only part of Mike's story that was incorrect is the oxen. I just threw it over my shoulder and carried it back down to the house. So, but no, Mike knows it was. We had to rough it a little bit, but hey, it looks a little like snow out there, Mike. You know, looks like out of a New York type snow. So you know about that kind of stuff.
Hey, yeah, gray, one of those gray days. But listen, it's a great weekend for football. Arch, we're going to talk NFL playoffs with you. Before we do, we got to let our listeners know, Falcon Report, guys, as we talk NFL playoffs, is brought to you by Domino's.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, before the weather gets funky on the way home, stop by Domino's, order online, and get it to go. And if it's not ready within 2 minutes, your next order is free. Get all the details at Domino's.com.
All right, before we get into some of these games, Arch, Falcons offseason has officially started. I just want to ask you, all right, to put your Terry Fontenot hat on for a second. Where do you start? What do you prioritize as we get our offseason started? We know we've got a lot to look forward to with the Senior Bowl and the Combine, and we're going to be talking a lot about leading into the draft, and this team is certainly going to change. But what do you try to do if you're Terry Fontenot first? Where are you going with this thing as we start to look at the offseason?
Yeah, it's a big job, Carl, and it's the bane of Mike's existence is the strength positions on the defensive and offensive lines. And Mike talks about it a lot, and he's right about that, is the fact that we've had struggle to get that right. And you're not going to be very good unless you can protect and push people off the ball and you can go get the other teams faster. And so that's where I can't imagine he wouldn't concentrate in those areas. We were not very good on the edge of our defense. We didn't have any dudes out there. Now, we got a dude in Grady Jarrett on the inside, and I thought they did a nice job putting in a couple of big bodies that they'd work with and Mike Pinnell and Anthony Rush, who helped kind of plug the middle a little bit in the run game. But in the edge of the defense, there was nothing there. And so they've got to try to fix that part of it, both against the run and being able to pressure the passer. So that, I would think that would be paramount in their mind. How do they do that? Do you go about that? Is there going to be enough money in a free agency scenario? Is a guy going to be available that you think is going to be that guy and not a re-rack guy? You know, right. You almost feel like that we kind of got Dante Fowler after his best year of his career. You know, we haven't seen much from him. Now, I know he's been banged up and he's dealt with COVID just like anybody else has, but we just haven't reaped the benefits of that contract. So that's where I would assume he's looking. And also on the offensive line, he's going to evaluate all those guys. Those guys will get better next year because of the experiences they had this year, but are they going to get good enough to where you're going to be good enough to where you can be really good on offense and not average 18 points a game?
We were looking at the cap numbers, Arch. It's like another year we're going to have to be kind of ballers with a budget. I don't know if they accept Groupon, the Players Association, but we may need it. By the way, just real quick, are you satisfied with Hennessy? You think they're still evaluating Hennessy and Dolman?
Yeah, I think that's still an evaluation, Mike. I think that from a physicality standpoint, I don't think you necessarily liked what that looked like. I think that Mayfield looks the part. I know you guys have seen him. He's got a big lower body. He's a guy that looks like he'd be a mauler. I thought he struggled with some of the stunts on the interior when they did tackle stunts. I thought he had a tough time picking that up as a guard. Remember, he played tackle in college. So did he gain enough experience this year where he's going to be able to play more to his body size? It looked like he kind of was playing thinking and not necessarily being able to maul people, but as far as the interior physicality from the center position, I think that's still under evaluation.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys, talking a little bit about the Falcons as we move more and more into the offseason. But we've got NFL playoffs this weekend. Arch, let's start with Joe Burrow because I know how high you are on him, and you've said as much on this show. Can he somehow find a way to go into Tennessee and upset the Titans this weekend? And how do you see this game playing out?
I think he can, Carl. It's just going to be a matter of can this offensive line give him enough time to do some of the things he wants to do. The ball comes out more often than not pretty quickly. He's got a sixth sense with Ja'Marr Chase, and it certainly seems to tie over to Higgins and the rest of the receivers on this team. So I think that they have a really good feel for what they're trying to do. They get a semblance of the run game with Mixon. So I think they have the ability to mix it up. It'll be interesting to see if Tennessee can possess the football. Is Derrick Henry back on the field for him? It looks like he's ready to go. Can he be the guy he was prior to the injury? Can they control the ball? Dante Foreman has been pretty good. They've been able to control the football and kind of maul people, to use the same word again, in the run game, and then play action off of that with what Tannehill can do with an outstanding set of receivers. But I think it all falls on whether this offensive line for Cincinnati can protect, because I think Burrow can really give them fits down the field. This is an offensive line that doesn't have a lot of holding calls. They've done a nice job. They're one of the least penalized teams in the league, so they don't hurt themselves. So I think Cincinnati has every opportunity to go in and win.
It is Dave Archer with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks talking Falcons and NFL playoffs. Which offensive line is going to do a better job? We know that the Buccaneers line, Wirfs, they're going to go, Arch. Everybody's limping around, bad ankles. Just found out Whitworth, Matthew Stafford's blindside protector, is out for the Rams. So which offensive line is going to do a better job of keeping their guy upright?
Yeah, what a brutal game to have offensive linemen out. Both these defenses can feast on your quarterback if you can't protect them. So love the performance the Rams put out against the Cardinals last weekend. You kind of wonder if that defensive performance was maybe more shaped on they knew the Cardinals extremely well, having played them twice. I don't know if there's a familiarity there. Now, they did play Tampa earlier in the year, did the Rams, and beat them out in L.A. So they have that under their belt. But I think that's the real challenge. And then which quarterback turns the ball over? Both these quarterbacks have had a penchant for throwing the ball into coverage. Brady here late in his career has more interceptions than he's had in the early part of his career. And we know that, you know, Stafford had what do you have, four or five games in a row where he had a pick six. So it might boil down to which quarterback makes a mistake because of that pressure you're talking about, Mike.
Dave, 49ers, Packers in the NFC. It's the night game, by the way. Mike mentioned that. What's it going to be, 12 degrees?
Yeah, even colder by kickoff.
And you know, we started this segment talking about cold weather and you know, cutting trees with your bare hands and walking, you know, half a mile back to the house.
Jeremiah Johnson.
I don't care who you are or where you're from. 12 degrees is cold. How much will the weather play a factor with the 49ers? Kyle Shanahan, we played a soundbite today. Kyle was like, listen, get your mind right and let's go play. Easier said than done, but are the 49ers going to fall apart because of, you know, the way things have been going? It's almost like they've been one mistake away from that fail. And I think a lot of people going into this weekend feel like that's going to happen with the Packers.
Yeah, I think this is truly one of those games where you get a West Coast team, and the 49ers didn't wake up this morning and have their car plugged into a block heater. And that's what the Packers have been doing for about the last three or four weeks. So I'm not saying you can get used to it. Nobody wants to play when it's 6 degrees or anything like that. But if you have a mindset that that's kind of the way it is, Green Bay has that mindset. It's one of the best offensive lines as far as not penalizing themselves. They only have 19 holding calls on the year, guys. This is fifth best in the National Football League. So they're very good at protecting yet drawing fouls. I think that's a big deal. They're also on the other side of it, you know, those defensive PI calls, they're one of the better teams in the league at not drawing those penalties as well. So I like Green Bay in this game because of the conditions, but because I think they're a better version of what the 49ers are. The 49ers are it's the same offense, right? But it's just, I think Green Bay's better, and I think Green Bay's defense, it's going to be interesting to see how much Bosa can play. They say he's going to be ready to go. Looks like Warner's going to be ready to go. And I think it's all hands on deck, but I don't know if he's fully ready to play. It'll be interesting to see what he can do because they can rush the passer. That's going to be the game within the game with the Packers offensive line against the 49ers front.
And Garoppolo's thumb and shoulder are jacked up. He'll be shot put It's Dave Archer with us, guys, breaking down all the playoff angles. Okay, Buffalo, Kansas, yeah, Garoppolo's jacked up. That guy's going to do something stupid. Now, who's going to be the guy who makes a silly turnover? Josh Allen nearly gave the Falcons the game, Arch. We just couldn't do anything with it when they gave it the football. Patrick Mahomes was doing that earlier in the season, and obviously the Chiefs got so much better. How do you see that one going? Can the Bills take it next level in Arrowhead?
Did I lose you guys?
No, you're there, man.
We're here.
Oh, okay. You can't. Mike, you were in mid-stride. It was almost like they said, down the stretch you come. And it was Mike just surging ahead, and all of a sudden your rider fell off. I lost you for a second. But anyway.
was it Velasquez? That guy owes me money. No, in a nutshell, do you trust Mahomes to be less likely to turn it over, or you think Josh Allen's going to cut down on the turnovers? Because that seems to be the storyline for that game.
I just think this is the game, guys, where the quarterback could physically change the game. We saw that with Josh Allen in the Falcon game. We saw that, his ability to be able to run it and throw it. What a performance he put on last weekend. We talk about cold weather, 6 degrees against New England. He throws for 300 yards and only five passes hit the ground. I mean, the guy was phenomenal, and then he ran for another 70 yards. He almost ran for 100 yards against Atlanta. So his physicality in the game. But how about the way Mahomes took his game over? That game was tied 7-7 with the Steelers with about 5 minutes to go in the game. And all of a sudden, Mahomes started running all over the field, buying time, and finds Kelce and finds all his receivers. So if there was ever a game where the quarterbacks can physically take the game over because of their ability to extend plays and or run with the football, this is it. I think that both of them have the capabilities of turning it over, but that's what makes them both great in this game. I think this is two gunslingers that are going to physically try to take the game over.
Arch, what quarterback has the most pressure on him this weekend?
Probably Matt Stafford. I guess Matt Stafford just jumps off the map at me because, you know, this was why he came to L.A., and it's worked out, right? It worked out. They had a couple of blips on the radar during the season, but he's got the most talented team he's ever had around him. He's got guys that will go get the ball, and now the defense looks like all of a sudden, hey, we're going to play defense to our capability like we saw last weekend. Is this his last chance? It potentially could be his last opportunity to do this. So, I mean, Brady's won 100 of these, so I don't think there's any pressure on Brady. To me, it's Matt Stafford is the guy that jumps out to me.
This is great, Carl. I'm getting no reinforcement on my Rams bet.
No.
Damn it.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero.
I'm doing a 4-team teaser, Arch, and I thought the Rams were going to get after it. Then I heard the Whitworth story. So I will say this, though. It's hard to see, and maybe we're, I don't know, being optimistic. It's hard to see these games not coming down to the wire, almost every one of these games. You agree?
I agree, Mike. I agree with you. I think that last week was kind of a stinker weekend. Well, we had two games that were one-score games or kind of in doubt. The rest of them were over by halftime. I think that's been delayed to this weekend, and I think you've got great matchups. I think teams that are playing one another can give each other problems. So I agree with you. I think the Rams have, as much as I talk about Cincinnati going into Tennessee, the Rams have every opportunity to go in to beat Tampa. I think that they've got Tampa's got a core of receivers that's depleted. Mike Evans is the venerable one. But then it's about a bunch of tight ends, right? It's about tight ends are going to make Leonard Fournette. Does he get back on the field and maybe help out in the passing game a little bit? So I don't think they can plod along against the Rams. I think they need to make some of the big plays they're noted for. I'm not sure they have the capability to do that. The Rams certainly have the ability to do it.
Arch, it's going to be a fun weekend, man. We appreciate the time as always, and we look forward to talking with you, hopefully, as we get to these championship games next week, and we'll see who might be on their way to a Super Bowl. Dave Archer, thanks again.
Carl, just shoot a flare up. You need me to come get you over there in Kennesaw.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.